This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show for this Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Terry Toad. Joining me in studio is the director of Lincoln Land Community College, Lori McDonald. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
It's terrific to have you in studio this morning, and it's just about here, isn't it?
It is. It is time to register for classes at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. Fall 2015 classes begin August 22nd. You can register at the center in Litchfield or online at our Lincoln Land website, llcc.edu. You can also call us at 786-3401 if you don't know where to start. So we hope to see you out there and see you at one of our classes, which I'll be talking about.
And as a person who will come out of high school and getting ready to go into a college type setting, mm-hmm. a lot of times you're a little tentative about the procedure of the way things operate. And
absolutely.
The best thing to do is just call. Talk to somebody.
Exactly. Call, talk to somebody. We're very helpful out there.
User-friendly?
Yes, we are. And
that's kind of an old term. But
we can answer all of your questions. And if you're a new student and you've never attended college before, we have you go through a new student orientation. Our next one is August 19th, and you can call to register for that. It's free. So what we do is we get a group of you together, do some icebreakers, get to know your other students. And we talk about all the services that excuse me, that Lincoln Land and Litchfield offers. And we talk about your advising, what kind of classes you should be taking for your major, financial aid, how to use all of the Lincoln Land technology, all of that.
Lori, when I look back in the creation of the community colleges years ago, and where it's come to at this point, and with the satellite offices for Lincoln Land, what a terrific idea this is.
Oh, absolutely. The main purpose is access for our students. We want them to succeed. Part of that is making sure they can get to class. We have a lot of students living in rural areas who cannot make the drive. The drive time is too much to fit into their work schedule, their family schedule. Having it in your own backyard is one of the jewels of Litchfield, I think, is having a community college here. You can attend it for 2 years, get your associate's degree, and never really have to step foot on main campus if you don't have to. So.
And another thing you mentioned about working around a work schedule, you have a lot of non-traditional students that take advantage of Lincoln Land.
Absolutely. When I have my new student orientation, there are people who just graduated in May from high school. We have students coming back who may have taken a couple of classes, and then family comes along, other jobs, life gets in the way, and we have people that are out of school for 10, 15 years, coming back to get their degree. So we do have traditional and non-traditional students alike.
What about the classes this year? What are we offering at Lincoln Land this year?
This year, we do offer the EMS 101, which is your EMT basic, and CNA as well. These classes allow you to sit for the state licensure exam after the completion of the course. So those will both be offered. And again, come out and register for those or give us a call. You can register over the phone. We also have, for students who are looking to transfer to university after their first 2 years at Lincoln Land, we have many gen eds that are transferable to all Illinois state universities, all public universities, and many of the private ones as well.
And Lori, when you say gen ed, that's
general education requirements,
right.
Yes. All of your Associate of Arts and Associate of Science degrees have general education requirements, which means you take classes in communications, social science, physical science, the humanities, and mathematics. And so we offer all of those areas at Lincoln Land and Litchfield. Some of the ones that are popular are History 101 and 111, taught by our own Greg Matthews, Hillsborough's own Greg Matthews, a retired teacher from Hillsborough High School. Public speaking, which is a requirement for all associate degree courses, and Composition 1 and 2. Litchfield also offers many of the prerequisites required for the LPN program offered in Hillsborough Area Hospital, as well as for the ADN or RN program.
So a lot of this gets packaged into Lincoln Land, and a lot cheaper than a four-year university.
Absolutely. We're about 70 20% cheaper than a four-year university. So that's quite a bargain.
That is quite a bargain. And as you mentioned, getting your gen eds out of the way is a real handy way of taking advantage of the lower cost and just getting ready for the final 2 years of a university.
Right. And I think a lot of times, you know, we focus on the community college and its cost, the savings that you receive. You know, that's always the main message you hear. But some, you know, a lot of times that the degree of quality does not come across. When I say we have these transfer classes, we have gotten together with all of the universities in the state, talked about which classes and outcomes need to be met for each class. And if you're taking History 101 at Lincolnland, it's the same class as if you took History 101 at U of I or ISU or Eastern or SIUE. All of these classes are the same. They are taught by wonderful, experienced instructors. And I highly encourage you to come out and at least just take one class and give us a try, see if you like it. We're a family there. It's very, you know, cozy. It's two buildings. You can't get lost coming to Lincolnland and Litchfield, that's for sure. So
certainly a different atmosphere from high school.
Absolutely.
But it's not the big 200 people in a classroom
right.
Type situation.
You know, we have, our average is anywhere from 10 to 20 people in a classroom. So it usually ranges around 10 to 15. So yeah, you get individualized attention from your instructors. You get to have more discussion in classes, I think, which turns out to be a more thoughtful class, and students get more out of it. So there's a lot of benefit.
Lori, back to some of the other classes that are being presented this year at Lincolnland.
We also have developmental classes. So you come in and you have to take placement testing before you start your college classes at Lincolnland. And new students do attend the new student orientation. You do take the placement test in English, reading, and math, unless you got a 22 or higher on your ACT in those areas. And links to websites that we have, llcc.edu, you can find placement testing on there and look at the study guides or come in and pick one up from us as well. And you can also contact LLCC Litchfield and Hillsboro to find out the steps you need to sign up for orientation. And I also wanted to remind all of our students out there, it's not too late to sign up for federal aid. To go on the FAFSA website and apply for your student aid. The turnaround time is very fast, so I don't want that to hinder you from signing up for classes. And we can help you fill out that form at Lincolnland. We can sit with you at the computer and do that as well.
It's very interesting how there are places out there that will help you. They want you to get your education.
Yes.
You know, that's the important thing. So
absolutely. And we definitely don't want the student aid to stop you from applying. So come out and we'll help you out.
Laura, you talked about the classes for people to kind of get brushed up on, maybe math or English or something like that. And a lot of times people kind of frown upon them. But really, when you think about it, this is to prepare you to go on to the next step because you want to be able to experience fully the Lincolnland experience. So, you know, you get your basics down and then you can step up to the next level and go to town.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have a wide variety of courses to take at Lincolnland in Litchfield. So math, English, reading, all of those developmental classes we offer because sometimes we do need to brush up and prepare better. We don't want to put you in a class that you are not going to succeed in. We do not set you up for failure. We are here to set you up for success. And that's what we're here to do and to help.
And a lot of times students are reluctant to talk to a counselor or to somebody that can help them kind of navigate the waters.
Right.
They shouldn't be that way.
Absolutely not. If you just have questions or concerns and you want to come out to Lincolnland, I'm there. You can make an appointment with me. Just call the front desk and ask to talk to the advisor and make an appointment. You don't necessarily have to sign up for courses. If you just want to know more about Lincolnland and how we operate out there and how you go about signing up for classes or just the different degrees offered, you can sit with me and we can have a conversation about that and start from there.
People will ask me from time to time, students, what do you think about this, that, or that? I said, go ask the students. Go ask
Absolutely.
Those who are participating in the classes now. Find us some students
yeah.
and say, well, how is this working? Is it, you know, is it exactly what I want? Is it, you know, And I think you get a lot of great feedback from people
sure
who are currently involved in it. So.
Absolutely. Word of mouth is wonderful. And ours is always positive word of mouth from our students. They love being there. They love being around their fellow students. And they really love the instructors out there. They kind of are our family. So they care about our students' success. And that's the most important thing.
Any other classes that we didn't mention that we want to plug here as we get into the fall season?
Sure. We do have... We also have those who are interested in business. We have financial accounting. We have an introduction to business class. We also have an organizational behavior class. And our computer applications class is very popular because you go over Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Access. So come out and look at that. You can also see a complete listing of our classes in the forewords. They're available online at www.llcc.edu.
A lot of different options.
Absolutely.
It gives you, it's a great thing to get involved in. So, and you mentioned, Laurie, about the expense being about 70% cheaper than mm-hmm. a university. And then talking about expenses, how has the budget situation in the state affected Lincoln Land?
Well, luckily, Lincoln Land is in a very good, financially sound place. They have always been conservative and... they have always had the funding that they need. A lot of our funding is through property taxes as well, because the good citizens realize the value of having a community college in their backyard. And that really has been a wonderful thing for us. And we are, you know, we're sitting pretty well right now. So, and of course, it's going to affect everybody. It's affecting all of the universities and community colleges. But for us, I think it's affecting us a lot less than others.
Seems to me that the community colleges around the state have done a bit better job of forecasting, taking
Correct.
A look at what's coming up than some of the larger
Right.
universities, and have been able to tailor things a little bit better to where they're not as affected as other bigger
Right.
universities.
And that's just the nature of the community college. That's why we're here. We're here to answer to the current economic needs in the community. So I think we have the pulse on what's going on in the community, what's going to be happening down the road. And we pay attention to that, and it does reflect in our budget.
We're talking with Laurie McDonald, who is the director at Lincoln Land. Laurie, let's talk a little bit about the non-traditional students, and because my wife was one, and her experience at Lincoln Land was absolutely terrific. She counts that as one of the most pleasant educational experiences she's ever had. She went on to another university and finished up,
sure.
but she really valued her time at Lincoln Land and really loved it. For somebody who's thinking about it, let me encourage them to take the step, because you will find so many wonderful things to fulfill your life. And a lot of times it's people who are looking to maybe move up in life as far as their job, and or maybe their job is being eliminated. So
Absolutely.
A lot of different options. And what's the one question you get from non-traditional students?
One question.
Time problems, you know,
it's
time
that,
management
yeah.
probably?
It's really a time management issue, because non-traditional students, they're usually older. They've been out in the workforce for many years, or they have families, and they just don't think that they can actually fit an education into their life anymore. And, you know, we sit with them, we show them how it can be done. It may be a little at a time, but there's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. And most of my students say, well, I have nothing but time, so I can, you know, I'm okay with easing into it. And we want to make sure to do that and set them the right pace, because we don't want them overwhelmed. And, you know, we really walk them through the process so they are completely informed about how to go about taking classes and time management, basically.
And I always thought that if you were a parent taking classes, what a great example for your children.
Absolutely. We have students who take classes with their parents. They're in a composition class together or a math class, which is really great to see. You don't see that at a university very often, but, you know, they have a chance to come out and take a class with their kid and share that experience, and then they know they've got somebody to study with at home.
Yeah, well,
so
you know,
there
are advantages, that's
yeah.
for sure, you know. And,
yeah.
and I think any more studying together is – has proven to be a much more mm-hmm. effective way of learning and retaining information rather than trying to cram right. on your own.
So. And students form study groups all the time. We have a great student lounge out there at the center where people gather and get to know each other. And that's where I usually find the students between classes. And as far as coming out and just, you know, being a little shy about the whole process, we really, you know, want to try to get you into a better place. We want to help you succeed. And if it's taking one class a semester, then that's how we do it. And we can plan out your course schedule several semesters in advance. So please come out and talk with us, and we're there to answer all questions.
What a great way to network.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. And we have, we hold events a lot for the community, different agencies, organizations, hold, and we have that available if you want to call Lincoln Land and reserve our auditorium or our classrooms for any type of conference or meetings or events. We also offer that as a public service as well.
Are there also other classes that are kind of a free thing that you can kind of get involved in for, you know, take a class for a couple nights and, you know, try something to expand your knowledge, make you a better
right.
person.
We do have community education classes. Most of them are held at the main campus, but I've been talking with the director, Jamie Stout, who's been on the program, actually, to bring more of those back to Litchfield. And we are working on that for next year, and hopefully we'll have some of those 2 and 3 day classes or classes that meet for about a month once a week or twice a week. And we're also looking for instructors. And you don't have to have a teaching degree. It's just a passion for what it is you like.
See, that's the whole thing about community colleges, I think, a lot of times. It's beyond just a job. It's a passion.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you're also over the age of 65, you can take classes for free as well. So,
gosh.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Not even with a big stick.
No.
Lori, for registration information, give us the phone number and the website again, if you would, please.
The phone number is 217-786-3401. That is our Litchfield number. And the website is llcc.edu. And you can also just give us a call, make an appointment. We can register you over the phone if you'd like. So please, we're looking forward to seeing you this fall.
Our guest today has been Lori McDonald from Lincoln Land Community College, Litchfield. Lori, thanks for joining us on the talk show. It's been a wonderful experience.
I'm always glad to be here.
And that's it for the Wednesday talk show. For WSMI, I'm Terry Toad.